4, HKX, KN4, VWA. You out there, Patrick?
Afternoon, Steve. KO4, HKX here.
I am headed south from Inman towards you. Where are you on Wayne Hampton?
I'm sitting at the Bojangles, right across from a Pizza Inn, and Tires Unlimited is right next door.
Why are you at the Bojangles? It's too late to be eating lunch, bud.
I'm lucky I get to eat lunch. If I do, it's usually a sandwich in between a shop. So today I had time, so I just stopped and grabbed something.
Well, there you go. Well, look, do you have time to hang around there?
I do, because I'm waiting for them to put some tires on my trailer, so I've got a little bit of time.
Aha, Tires Unlimited putting them on there for you?
Sure, John's Auto Care is.
Auto Care? Where are they?
The TD Bank just up the road across from Benson's, maybe a quarter mile from where I'm at.
Yeah, they do a lot of auto repair. Kind of not really a new place, but it's kind of new.
Can't answer. It's been there the 6 years I've been doing this, so that's all I can tell you.
Anything under 10 like that is new.
Exactly when John opened up, I know he's had a couple other shops and sold them out and just kept this one and opened it up.
You on an HT?
I've been having a lot of static on my end today, on and off.
Pretty good right now. How does this 857 sound?
Loud and clear right now. Full signal.
These Yaesu radios are known for having, you know, just about as good and clean a signal as the Kenwoods.
I haven't been able to tell the difference. I can tell when somebody's on an HT or a low power unit, but as far as that, I can't tell the difference on when they're on a mobile unit.
No. So where are you going to put this 857? You going to put it in your house?
After that, I'm looking for something to go in my on my desk, basically. So I'm trying to decide if I want to go with a full size. Tom's offered his Kenwood, I believe he said it was a 870 or a 570. I can't remember exactly. I've got the information at home. I was doing a little research on it, and I found one of the Yaesu 857Ds also, and an ICOM 706. The ICOM 706 is the oldest one because it's not even a Mark II or Mark IIG, so it's the original 706.
It's a TS-590, Steve, M0TR, Kenwood.
Hey, hang on just a second, Tom. Patrick, that original 706, what are they asking for it?
Say, 350 or 450. I can't remember. I'd have to pull it back up. Give me just a minute.
That's full price for an original 706. Now, if it was a Mark II or a Mark IIG, I swear I see those things still going for four or five, and sometimes close to six. Folks are just crazy out there. That radio that Tom's got, I tell you, I wouldn't have it.
I wouldn't offer it to you.
I knew I'd get a rise out of him. No, that's a good radio. But now, if you ever entertain the idea of taking HF into your vehicle, the 857 is the way to go. But, now I'll tell you, that Kenwood of Tom's, that's a fine piece of gear. You're going to put that in your house and really want to try to do some HF and DX, can't do no better.
Yes, and I agree with everything you said there, Steve. If you're going mobile with it, that 857 definitely be the choice. And I haven't tried to sell this radio. I was just trying to be nice to Patrick. he's nothing like you, Steve.
Toby is only going to charge him $350 for it. I think you're being real nice to him.
Those again, Patrick. Smoking those funny cigarettes and driving.
Tom, you offered it to me for $4.
The tip of the day from Tom. The good Lord has a place for liars, and it's a lot hotter than Greer, South Carolina.
Hey, Tom, now listen, I apologize for teasing you a little bit, but I couldn't pass this one up. Patrick, it's a good radio, bud. To be honest with you, I don't remember what Tom told me. Matter of fact, I don't think you really told me a price on it, did you? Because I really didn't get hot on it because I got that 991A new.
No, I wasn't that interested in selling it. I'm still not. I just happened to have it there. And Patrick is in need of a radio, but don't let that influence you. It ain't eating nothing. And to be honest with you, I don't need the money. It's just that I'd like to see it used, and it's a great radio. It makes a good spare. But if Bernice wasn't sitting here, I might say I was possibly interested in that TS-890.
$890.
$3,000.
Uh-oh, I see. So you're wanting to sell that one and get you a TS-890?
It has no bearing on that. I don't want three or four radios sitting around, Steve. What would be the purpose of it?
Couple fun. Well, I've got another 857D, but it is in need of repair, and I got to get it up to Brad up there. Let him repair it for me. That way I can have a backup in my shed. But this one I've got right here, man, it's slick. It's real slick. And have you ever used one, Tom?
No. Bob had one in his truck, but I don't have an interest in mobile, Steve. I like my 2 meters and the repeaters, and I just never had an interest in that. And Bob, I didn't tell him that so much at first, but I just about knew that he wouldn't keep that, and he didn't. He had it, oh man, he had a layout in his truck that was really great. And there's a lot of idiosyncrasies about running mobile, but I know Bill does. Heck, Bill does CW on his. I kind of think that might be what he has. I'm not sure, or a 706 or something. But like I say, don't put it out that I want to sell my radio. I don't. It just happened to be. I enjoy talking to Patrick. But if you're going to go mobile, one of those choices that you mentioned, Steve, definitely you wouldn't want this one for that.
Well, Patrick, are you still in there listening?
I'm sitting here listening and laughing at you two carry on.
Well, Tom's a good friend, and I just every once in a while, I like to get him wound up a little bit. It's rare. But, no, that 590 you got, that's a fine radio, bud. I've seen it. And Kenwood is quality stuff. So you want something strictly for bass, or do you think you might go mobile HF?
Sure, but right now, where I'm at, I'm limited on space a little bit. But I'll be moving here within the next year to 2 years because we'll be building a house, and then I'll have plenty of room for everything. So, and I'm still studying to get my general, so I'm just kind of wanting it till I can start learning. That's the thing that scares me about the Kenwood is I'm afraid it might be too much. I don't know what's going on with it. So, that's where I'm at with that right now.
Hey, now, Patrick, let me just tell you. There's a little bit of a learning curve with everything out there in ham. But now that TS-590 that Tom's talking about, it can look a little bit intimidating, but it's not. once you get the basics down on all the functions, man, you can make that thing fly like a 747.
Bob used to complain, Steve, in D7J, in the old days, he'd be talking to me, hey, Tom, there's this station's on HF. And then he'd come back on and cry on my shoulder, geez, you were already over there, tuned up, and made the contact before I got there. I don't think I could do that now with the setup he's got. It would take me probably at a maximum 30 seconds to go to another frequency, just with the amplifier I'm talking about, at the most. And it's just not that hard. From the things you guys were talking about yesterday, Steve, you and Patrick, about those hot spots and that stuff on getting the handy talkie through D-Star and all that stuff, geez, this would be a cakewalk, Patrick. Go ahead.
That radio, that particular Kenwood, is that one, can I program it from a computer?
Yeah, when I first got it, I put it up on the screen. You could run it off the screen. The only reason I got the Model ST was it had a place for the beverage in the back of it. And I don't know how you do that with the S, but there is a way, I'm pretty sure. You have to ask Bill. Bill's got two of them. But yeah, you can run it on the screen. I had it on a 27-inch screen. I just don't like that. I'm old school. I like buttons and that. But I'm not anxious to buy that TS-59 or 890. My friend from K5KX from Tulsa called me this morning, and Mike was an engineer I used to call on now and then. He bought one, and he's just thrilled to death with it. And probably a guy'd be better off to buy one of the new SDR radios, like that 7300. They're really touted as being great, and there's a great price on those. They are SDR. I know Bob's got one for secondary receiver. The 590S is a secondary receiver in the $6,000-$7,000 TS-990, Steve.
Well, what I was talking about was all the repeaters on... Oh, no, wait a minute. That Kenwood you're talking about doesn't have 2 meter and 440, does it?
No, and that's another thing. Patrick may want that. There's a lot of people like that. I think, what is it, a TS-2000 or something? That I know DJW's got one, or had one. Bob had one for a while, and it would talk over on the UHF VHF channels also. I don't like that idea. Again, I'm an old-timer, because if one thing breaks, you got to send the whole radio in. Whereas if you got a separate 2 meter 440 radio in an HF rig, if one or the other goes down, you can send in the one that's broke.
The 2 meter 440s are kind of, they're cheap. I mean, you can get them for less than $150. And I tell you, when I key up with that 991A of mine, that thing is strong, clear, and everybody knows I'm on a 2 meter base.
It's a very fine radio. There's no question about it. I've known a lot of people that had them. And by the way, mine has the, when the TS-590 come out, there was some kind of a little bitty problem in the firmware, and I sent it back to Kenwood and had the new firmware installed, so that's been done. Although the problem they talked about was non-existent for what I'd done. I don't even remember what it was. It was beyond my pay grade.
All right. Well, Patrick, I am right up the street at the traffic light at Highway 357, so I'll be wheeling in there in just a second. I'm in a Saturn Aura. It looks kind of like a Chevy Malibu, and it's kind of a garnet color. So I'll be up there in just about a minute and a half or 2 minutes. And when I get there, why don't you go ahead and just hop out, jump in here with me, and we'll look at the play with this thing.
Yeah, look for the smoke from that junker, Patrick. You won't be able to miss him.
On a few of those, so I know a little bit about them. But Ken, Steve, I'm sitting around back in my excursion right now, so just pull around here and I'll be in it. And Tom, I do appreciate all your help and all your information the last couple of days. Thank you for everything, and I'll let you know on that when I make a decision on what to do, which way I want to go.
No problem. I don't care a bit, and that offers exclusively for you. It makes no difference whatsoever, just so that you don't go out and get screwed around on one of these things that you buy from a ham fest you don't know anything about. I'd hate to see that, Patrick. All right, Steve, you didn't get me wound up. You're going to have to work a lot harder. See you later. KN4VWA is N0TR.
Tom, try to behave yourself, bud. See you soon.
Bernie said that'd be out of character. See you later.
HKX, clear.
KN4VWA, clear. And I'll be there in about, as soon as the light turns green.
Be careful who you hang around with, Patrick. You know you're judged by that. That's just your second tip of the day. It's N0TR, and I'm clear.
That's Bernice doing KN4TFW.
Well, she's doing all right, and had her Mark II eyeball checked out this afternoon. And for some reason, we got to go back tomorrow and see a different doctor. But everything was fine, and it's just their routine down there. They're meticulous about checking everything. And they did a little eye test on her today, and the only gripe was she was saying that everything was extra bright, unlike her husband.
Well, she's doing well. Tell her I said so.
Yeah. Now getting off KO4HKX.
Yep, roger that.
But they're on 85 today. I've already had my fair share of close calls.
On the news, there was some kind of big wreck down there by Pelham Road.
Not on 85, but out here on White Horse Road in Wade Hampton has been enough for me. And here comes Wildman pulling up now, so I'm going to hop out. You be careful going in, KO4HKX. 7-3 is in clear.
7-3, Patrick. Catch you later. KN4TFW.
That flash up on my screen here on the computer a minute ago, too, that I-85 was blocked because of an accident, but it's one of those things that pop up down in the right-hand corner, you know, and so there's no information about it. It was just something from WYFF4.
For me, I'm up north and only have to go as far south as 29.
I'll let you go, and be careful out there. They walk among us, you know. KN4TFW, N0TR 73.
73, Tom. You, Miss Bernice, have a good evening. KN4TFW, clear.
WA2FFY, 87LT. WFFY, 87LT.
DDQ, KM4DTQ. This is KJ4UIO.
4DTQ.
I'm currently on my way home, just leaving Shelley's.
I'm a shop.
That be home in a few. KJ4 UIO clear.
KM4 DTQ clear.
Mobile.
KN4 TFW.
MW, KO4LAO, doing well. How about you? What's your name?
Yeah, the name here is Ken.
Hey, Ken, it's Jim over at Travelers Rest.
You one other time before. How are you doing today?
Oh, headed out to go to the recycling center and get rid of a bunch of boxes and papers and maybe make a Goodwill drop-off.
Yeah, as long as you're staying dry.
I don't think we got as much rain as they were talking about.
Spartanburg, where I was, it poured down a good bit today.
Maybe we just got spared right here around Travelers Rest area. I mean, it about 10 o'clock this morning, it was raining pretty hard. But we were expecting a little bit more of a downpour later this afternoon.
Rain now since I left Spartanburg. I'm over here on 29 headed towards Greer.
Good for the next 4 or 5 days here. Looks like it's going to be pretty nice and sunny.
Cool on Friday and Saturday morning, but it's supposed to warm up pretty nice, so should make for a good weekend. I think the first part of next week is also supposed to be good if I saw it right.
Yeah, I'm all for sunny days. We had a couple of really good days here the last couple of days.
Caught up on a little bit of yard work, but I think the grandkids coming over on Saturday, so that might put an end to that.
A few other things to do that day.
A daughter and a granddaughter coming down from Kentucky tomorrow, and then I got three coming up from Anderson on Saturday.
Family come visit.
Daughter from Kentucky hasn't been back here in like 3 years.
Well, they live a couple houses over, but four others, they're scattered down in Florida and Georgia.
Mine, we got 11 total. I had that one in Kentucky and one in Merle's Inlet, one in Canada, and then the rest are down in Anderson.
Well, I hope you have a good visit with your family, and I'm going to sign off here and pay attention to my driving here for a few minutes, and I will chat with you later. Nice to talk to you again, Ken.
Yeah, same here. I say 73, KN4 TFW.
WKO4LAO clear.
In out of trouble, KK4 POT.
Oh, man, doing pretty good, Tim, although I see there's some kind of issue up here in Lyman because the traffic is backed up and dead stopped.
Be an afternoon on 85 with some rain if you didn't have blockages.
You down there at Pelham Road, but then I also saw they had one of them safety trucks out there at mile marker 66 saying there was an incident ahead, so I guess there's probably another wreck. Yeah, people just, it's a shame that they drive the same no matter what the weather is.
Their baseline on a sunny, dry day is already sketchy as is. It does rain in the mix, and it gets real terrible.
It's funny, I was thinking the same thing.
Is it that you're driving again? Is it a Fit? Is that what that thing is?
No, it's a Honda Insight.
That's what it was. I was debating between the two, and I rolled the dice on Fit. So, you still liking that thing?
Yeah, I like it real good. 53 miles to a gallon last week.
Coming out about, what, three times ahead is what you were in that truck.
Yeah, you got that right.
Sell by the end of summer.
It cost me a gallon a day to go from Greer to north of Spartanburg and back.
See, that ain't bad at all. That was a good investment right there.
Yeah, you'd put no further than you drive, you'd probably be able to make about
2.5 to 3 days, right, on a gallon?
I do pretty good in this little Civic, but something like that would step my game up even more.
I'd often go ahead and get one because, I mean, it's going that way and gas isn't going to go down anytime soon. And by the time it gets too high, then you're going to look for one and there's not going to be one.
It is exactly right. Bill will be in high demand very soon. So, yeah, that was a good move. That was a good move. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. We got a pretty good ride to it.
Still a nice ride, quiet ride, and that I can't complain any about it. It's a nice looking car.
Mama's Jeep, though, man. You know, I've always been partial to Jeep my whole life. So you know, I think she's got you beat on the looks.
He hadn't even drove this thing yet. Electric top, man. She's loving it.
Oh, that 1 second, you know, I love Jeeps, man. They're as impractical as they get, but there's just something about them that I'll always be drawn back to them. I've got a hankering for one again right now. That I got an itch that I'd like to scratch, but not quite there yet. But I'd love to get my hands on a late CJ7 again. We've had several of those, and they're just nothing but fun, but at the end of the day, they're nothing but money pits either.
Yeah, she's liking hers because it sits up higher and she feels safer, and the, you know, the car lights don't shine in her eyes and that, so she's really liking it. And then you throw in that top and the heated seats, and man, she's in all given.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Just been doing, I hadn't talked to you in a little minute or two.
Doing all right. Been doing just fine. Kids are driving as crazy as normal, but they're good and they're having fun. And this up until today with this rain, they've been thoroughly enjoying our weather lately. Being able to be outside each day, and they'll spend hours on end outside. And this is their time of year right now, so we've enjoyed just kind of getting some yard work done and getting ready for our garden and that kind of stuff. And so just been doing some little odds and ends like that, but just enjoying it.
Yeah, enjoying when they're young, because they grow up so quick, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're gone.
Doubt about that. It was I was just thinking the other day, you know, my oldest son, he's at the age now where he's able to start really helping me on projects and stuff, and he does such a good job jumping in there and giving me a hand with stuff. And I was thinking, man, just it seemed like yesterday I was, you know, feeding him a bottle.
And when you get to be like my age, and it's like, man, where did time just go to? It just, you know, just like passes you by pretty quick.
Had family coming in. You taking any time off the rest of this week, or just gonna still go in?
Day off anyway, so I just got to work tomorrow. And she's not coming in till sometime tomorrow. So we'll play it by ear and see how it goes.
That's fantastic. That'll be a good weekend for sure.
Get back in South Carolina and 3 years, I guess, since she left for Kentucky. We've been up there to visit them, but she hasn't been back. Out what this traffic is all about. I bet it's because 85 is blocked up. Everybody's taking Wade Hampton.
Funnel them all down into one.
Bunch of big trucks on Wade Hampton, but when you start seeing a bunch of them, then that's a good sign that 85 is all messed up. KN4 TFW.
It's just about back onto the house. I'm going to hop out of here. So it was good to catch up with you again today, Ken. I hope you have a good safe rest of the trip home, and can try to dodge as much of that traffic as possible. But enjoy the weekend. I hope to get to catch up with you. Enjoy the weekend with family, and soak up all that time together. 7-3s to you, KK4POT.
7-3s, Tim. You and family have an awesome time this weekend. Stay safe, and we'll catch you another time. KN4 TFW.
4 DJC listening.
DJC, KN4 TFW, how are you doing this afternoon?
How you doing? You headed on your way home?
Yeah, I'm headed on the way home, but it isn't going very fast. And it looks like, judging from the traffic, it looks like 85 is pretty blocked up, so everybody moved over to 29 for a shortcut.
Like it was yesterday. It's pretty nice outside yesterday, not so much today.
And earlier, everybody drives the same, no matter what the weather is. And then on a good day, the driving habits are iffy to start with.
Listen, I just wanted to mention to you, I got my hotspot up and running. It took me a day or so to figure out what I was doing wrong on it, but I got one set up, and I just got it set up on D-Star right now, but it'll work on DMR and Fusion as well.
I need to study up on some of that digital stuff and that. I just been lazy and not doing anything. I need to go ahead and study up and go ahead and get my extra.
Since you can do it on 2 meters, it's not a big deal. Actually, it's just you run a 5100, aren't you?
In the car here, I just got a ICOM 2730 is what I'm running right here.
I thought you had a 5100 or 4100 for some reason or another.
My HF radio, I got a 450D.
I think you can do most any of them with a hotspot, I guess. I don't know I'm not real sure how to do it, but an icon's pretty easy to set up. I'm not sure why in the world I thought you had a D-Star rig. I guess it was somebody else I was talking to and got you confused.
It's not hard to do. There's been a bunch of us on here. I'm talking to Jerry down in Anderson, isn't it?
Yeah, this is Jerry. Yeah, sure.
My name is takes a little while to get used to a name with a call sign.
Patrick, correct?
No, that's a negative. This is Ken.
Okay, Ken. That's okay. I was talking to you the other day. I got you and Patrick mixed up then because Patrick's going to sketch the 5100. You sound pretty similar, though, to each other. But the calls, I didn't write the call down, which is something I usually do. But yeah, this hotspot thing's been a lot of fun. It's been interesting. They had a Last Man Standing. The TV show had a radio event this past week on all bands, including DMR and D-Star and had stations all across the country, you know, involved in it, and I think they made about 30, they said they had 44,000 contacts last time I saw it. It ended yesterday, I think they, you know, the cast, Tim Allen and the rest of the cast, not the cast, some of the cast, but most all the crew, they have ham licenses. And that's why on the show he's got all that Dicom gear sitting over in his office. He's licensed. See, I don't remember what his call is, but they were using one of the guys that started at the little radio club there. He's using the call KA6LMS. And they had operated in Georgia, and I mean, just all over the place, going off Reflector 30 for D-Star, and they had them on HF, going through satellite, and whole deal. So it was a pretty interesting situation. And there was, because they just finished up filming their last show either yesterday or today. I'm not sure, maybe today, but it might be, I think it is today. Yesterday or today, they finished up filming the last show. So they'll, and I don't know when it'll be broadcast, but that's the last show for them. I think they've been on about 8 or 9 seasons. It'll continue to go into syndication, I'm sure.
Like that, did you make contact with them?
The contacts. They had a deal where you had to make contacts in each zone, 1 through 0. And you could make that any way you wanted to. You know, a lot of times they had them on repeaters and D-Star and DMR. And they even had Echo Link on some of them, I think. But then they had some HF ones. And HF ones are ones that were, I don't have HF capability, but the HF ones were the hard ones to do. You get a certificate if you worked all of them, and they work in FT8, just about all the bands, all modes. And I talked to one guy last night after they finished up, and he worked everything. And I was amazed because there's about, I want to say there's about 18, maybe 18 different calls and stations he had to work in order to get that. And he did it within a week.
I'm not retired yet, so I don't have that time to put into it. And that Mama'd probably be pretty upset if I spent all my time on the radio.
I've been retired now for a while now. By the time you get retired, they'll want you to get on the radio. Mine doesn't like me to be on it a lot, but I have to sneak away every once in a while, go upstairs here and talk.
It works second shift, so I have some time in the evening, but I get up so early that I usually turn in pretty early, so that kind of cuts into the radio time. And then when you get home, by the time you make dinner and walk the dog and everything, it's about time to shut her down.
Yeah, that's one thing. I don't miss those long hours, that's for sure. They were, I didn't get up as early as most people. I usually ended work by 6:30 or 7. Didn't normally get home till about 7. I worked on Saturdays and Sundays too. Sometimes at night, when I had something else going on, I was over a manufacturing operation. I had just 7 days a week, 24-hour day deal. Had about 400 people working for me at that time. And it was just something all the time, it seemed like.
Them jobs were something all the time, and that, and I finally got away from it. And now when I roll out of the gate, now I'm done until I roll back in the gate.
About the last 14 or 15 years I worked, I was on the road, so I didn't work those kind of hours. I did Monday through Friday. And the traveling was more problematic than anything, and staying away from home a couple nights a week, maybe 3 nights a week sometimes, but not all the time. But it was interesting, though. I was glad to get out after being inside for probably 20 years or so, I guess. I was glad to get out and get moving around, even if it was in a car.
Today.
The life of a retired person. I went out and took the trash out. And went down to visit my son, Dad at Grady's here in Anderson, and for a little while, and then been working on the taxes a little bit, and then the radio. So that's the life of leisure. Now I did get outside the yard and work a little bit yesterday. I cut some brush back yesterday, it was a beautiful afternoon, and good day to do it. So I did cut a little brush cutting yesterday. That was about the limit of physical work I've done in the past 48 hours.
A little bit of yard work myself, and then this weekend I think the grandkids are coming over, so that's probably going to cut that out.
We had Friday, celebrated my birthday last week on Friday. It was actually on Wednesday. We went over to Greenville to celebrate with the kids and grandkids, and then granddaughter decided she wanted to come home with us. Her grandson wasn't too happy about that. They had a soccer game the next morning, so we kept her, and she's really easy to deal with. She entertains herself. She'll be 11 in April, so she didn't have to be watched all the time, that sort of thing. She's just a real pleasure to be around now. Of course, when she turns about 14 or 15, we probably won't appreciate her as much as we do now. And the rest of the family came by Saturday afternoon. They went out on the pontoon boat, rode out on the pontoon boat till, I don't know, about 6 or 7 o'clock, and we cooked and had another meal on Saturday. Might have been Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, I guess. And but it was an enjoyable weekend, though.
Wait, yeah, you gotta enjoy them grandkids when they're young, and make all those memories. And that ours, Some of ours live down in Anderson. They'll be coming up this weekend for sure.
Yeah, we'll be heading back over there Saturday. They're headed to Litchfield, I think, on Sunday, and be gone. My granddaughter's birthday is next Tuesday, so they'll be gone for her birthday. I think they're going to come back, because I couldn't get booked up for the whole week, though, but they'll be coming back Wednesday or Thursday, I think, of next week. We're going to do an Easter meal on Saturday, I think. So it'll be enjoyable. My wife and I both of our shots, and so we're just now starting to get out a little bit. We got some carry out yesterday. It must have been Sunday. We got some carry out Sunday. That's the first time we've actually been out to get any takeout since March of last year, I guess, Ken.
We've been shut down a little bit, but we'd still get out about once or twice a week, I guess, and do stuff. And that we didn't let us slow it up, slow us up too much.
We didn't want to, but we did. And both our ages, I'm 70, my wife's 68 in July. We just didn't want to take a chance on anything. And my son, since he works in retail, he sees people all the time. He did get his first shot about 2 weeks ago. He's got his second one coming up on the 18th, I think. And our daughter got hers, and son-in-law got his. Both of them got their first one about 2 weeks ago as well. And like I said, I don't know if it's going to do any good or not, but we think it is. We're still using all the precautions we've been using in the past, though.
Yeah, if you're older and have health problems and that, you're probably better off than that. My wife and I are still debating about it.
Son-in-law especially was thinking about not getting it, but my daughter works at Channel 4, and she's the assistant news director for Channel 4. She had one of her friends that got it, and she just had a terrible time. She got it before she got her shot, and she just had a terrible time with it. Another one was just, her dad was in the hospital for like 3 weeks on a ventilator. He got off of it, thankfully, but I think it just affects. It just depends on your immune system and all sorts of things, and what kind of dose you got whenever I think some people didn't really get a big dose of the virus whenever they did catch it, and they might have had a milder form of it, but they still developed antibodies. And the same way people taking the vaccine now, the ones that seem to be having the worst reaction, it may have been people that may have had it and not even known it earlier. At least that's what some people are. That's what some people are speculating on.
Right. I think my wife had it early on last year because, she was bad sick for about 3 weeks and that before they ever even decided there was a thing called COVID and that. But she's been better now and that. But she's still debating among getting that shot.
In that case, I think she might be a good candidate to test for antibodies, see if she's got the antibodies or not. If you think she had it, I think a lot of people had it early on before it got to the point where it was so widespread. At least the information was out there that it was spreading a lot faster than they thought it was.
A friend, she lives in Florida, but she was visiting her son in Atlanta, and she got sick and ended up in the hospital, and she ended up on a ventilator for like 3 weeks, and they couldn't figure out what's wrong with her. And I think she spent about 6 weeks in the hospital before she finally got better, and they never did figure out what was wrong with her, but I bet you that's what it was.
One of our nephews and his wife, they got married, and they went and got on. I don't know where it seems like they were headed someplace to the Caribbean or something. This was early on, and I think they came back, and they tested positive when they got back, and they must have caught it in the airport or the airline or something. I'm not sure when or where it was, but there's several people that had contact with them. They didn't get it. My brother-in-law, he travels a lot, and he was traveling earlier this year. He was in Italy, and he works in the communications industry, and he was He was doing some work in Switzerland and in Italy for the ITU. And he was not sick, but he quarantined himself when he came back because, you know, just that part of the time, it was just rampant in Italy. Then there were people dying. I mean, they were dying all over the place then.
Definitely, he wouldn't have wanted to have the job that you had to travel with because, I mean, it, like you said, it was just really bad in other countries and that. And then when you got over there, you had to sit up for 14 days and everything. And then what if you got sick over there? And it just isn't worth taking a chance, it doesn't seem like to me. KN4TFW.
I don't think he traveled anymore after that. His son is I believe he's a fourth-year resident at orthopedic resident in one of the hospitals in Atlanta. He's been real cautious. He got his shot, I think, a few weeks ago. You know, he's in his 20s, and he's real healthy. But they take care of all the protocols, and the daughter is in her, I think she's finishing up her occupational therapy degree, or in the second degree at Georgia State, I think, but she's been staying at home. She hadn't been in an apartment there in downtown Atlanta in months, I don't guess. They've been real cautious, but they neither one of them seemed to have had it, so they were really lucky, I guess.
And the guy in the office next to me, he was kind of sick a couple of weeks ago, but then his wife got it, and now they test him, and they said he had it. And that, so everybody's on wait and see if it's going to spread through the office or not.
Well, it won't. And it's odd, you know, they had a situation where my grandkids were both go to the same elementary school. And I don't know if it was a teacher or somebody, wasn't any of the kids, I don't know if it was a teacher or somebody at school that they may have had contact with tested positive. Of course, they had to have the test with the swab and all. Neither one of them, you know, they didn't like it at all, which I don't blame them. But they didn't test positive. And evidently, the kids just don't have as hard as they either don't test for it or they don't have a hard time if they do get it. But they both been real healthy so far. And I'm, you know, just knocking on wood, hoping neither one of them, you know, has it or has a bad case of it at least. But you won't know, do you? Had that antibody test, if you've had it at all, I don't guess, Ken.
The way you'd find out if you ever had it. And then I know we were worried early on about the one grandson down there in Anderson. He's got real bad asthma and everything and that, but then they closed down the schools and that, and everybody was fine until he had to go back to school, and then they caught, I guess, a regular common cold or something. They said they didn't have COVID. And that, because the, you know, the school sent them home because they were running a fever, but didn't have COVID. And the daughter-in-law had to take off, you know, because they got sick and that. And then she lost her job. If they had COVID, then she would have kept her job. But because they didn't, then she lost her job.
Terrible. That's worse than terrible. That's just that ain't right. That ain't right at all. One of the ladies who works in the dentist office of our dentist was, her daughter was, excuse me, her son was going to, I think he was at, seemed like he was either at Land, no, he must have been at, I can't remember the name of the school at D-West. He was either at Lander or the school at D-West. I think he might have been here. And he was working somewhere else, and their daughter was going to college at D-West. And he found out he had it, and he had to be quarantined. And then the daughter, they thought she had it, but then she tested negative for it twice. And her mother asked her, "Is that about testing her for influenza?" And they tested her for the flu, and she tested positive for the flu, but not for COVID. And they still made her sit out for 2 weeks, even though she tested negative for COVID. And that was just the craziest thing I'd ever heard. I mean, that was nuts.
Yeah, you're right. It's like you have the common flu. Now everybody's going to be scared of just the common flu, although it's kind of amazing that, you know, the flu levels have always been way, way up, and now this year they're way, way down. Makes you wonder if some of the numbers aren't getting skewed a little bit with the regular flu.
Not only that, people are a lot more cautious now, too, than they have been in the past. A lot of people got the flu vaccine and washing their hands and, you know, using probably... I don't know about the mask thing, but you know, washing the hands and watching what they're doing and that sort of thing, it probably helped reduce the spread of the flu too. But you know, anytime they can call something COVID, they will, because that's what they make money off of. Or at least it seems to me that's what happens. But some people really had a rough time of it. I don't need to make light of it or anything, because it's been really rough. I mean, a lot of people died, but. A lot of it is just, some of that stuff just happens sometimes. A lot of it is self-inflicted. And, you know, I think we've been pretty lucky in South Carolina, although we've had a large number of people lost their lives. It hadn't been quite as bad as it has been in other places. And at least a lot of stuff is still open now. People are still using, you know, a lot of people aren't wearing masks anymore. Some people are still wearing masks. I do. And keeping your hands clean, that sort of thing. I think that's probably good during flu season, even for that matter.
204 ISG comment.
Yeah, come on in here.
COVID has single-handedly took away cancer, heart disease, and all other type of illnesses that kill you. And a few automobile accidents. And I'm just wondering if all those test things they use for COVID, I wonder if it's just the flu, because usually this number of people in America that have died is usually of other illnesses than a lot of a flu. Mostly so. You know, I'm kind of questioning a lot of this stuff.
On that, it is questioning the numbers and if it really is all attributed to that. You know, that one's up and all the others are down, which, you know, goes against the trend. KN4TFW.
JC. Yeah, well, you know, a lot of these diseases like cancer and other things, you know, it's usually due to my people losing their lives due to kidney infections they can't shake off, and whether it be, you know, influenza or COVID or whatever, it just makes it more dangerous for them, no matter which infection gets them in a pneumonia stage. And yeah, they just get so weak. I know when my mother was so sick with it, my dad was too, just, you know, she had pneumonia for 10 days, and she didn't go on a ventilator. This had been years ago, though, but she never got over it. I mean, it basically ended her life she did live another 4 or 5 months, but it made her so weak to begin with, she couldn't fight off anything at that point in time. And I think that's the way it is with all these diseases. It wrecks your immune system and can't protect you against flu or, you know, or anything else. It becomes bronchitis. Bronchitis turns into pneumonia, and then pneumonia can be viral or bacterial, and one of those two. You can protect against bacterial pneumonia, but you can't do anything against viral.
KO4 has you returning. But they sure are pushing this vaccine harder than just about any other vaccine they've ever made, and less time tested. So, plus, and I don't think it even has a lot of dead virus in it. It's just to curb the side effects that you would have if you were to get COVID, according to them, about anyone.
Or OLK.
Yeah, I've been listening to your talking, and
we ran across a report from the head of the health department in Georgia was talking to reporters. She was saying that if you tested positive for COVID and you were out on a motorcycle and got your head lopped off in an accident, they still counted it as a COVID death.